This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Monday, February 3rd, brought to you by Watkinson Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. Good morning, I'm Jeff Nally. Here's today's headlines. Tariffs inject new uncertainty for ag economy. RFK Jr. vote is set and the latest on funding pause. Trump sparks trade war, set to squeeze U.S. farmers. President Donald Trump announced sweeping duties on Canada, Mexico, and China over the weekend, triggering a trade conflict with the U.S. largest agricultural trading partners. Imports from Canada and Mexico will be subject to additional 25% duties from tomorrow. Canadian energy exports will face a reduced rate of 10%. All Chinese products will also face a new 10% duty beginning tomorrow as well. Take note, Canada swiftly slapped back, unveiling new duties set to phase in over the coming weeks. Among the U.S. exports hit with new 25% duties are orange juice, peanut butter, fruits, vegetables, pork, beef, and dairy products. Mexico slated to unveil its retaliation plans today. China says it'll challenge the new tariffs at the World Trade Organization. Why it matters? Well, Senior Vice President at the Association of Equipment Manufacturers, Kip Edinburg, told AgriPulse yesterday that the conflict presents a double whammy of costs for U.S. farmers. The retaliatory tariffs will likely dent exports while farm inputs like fertilizer and agriculture equipment become more expensive. Edinburg said it's real bad news for farmers and ranchers. Edinburg pointed out that it's common for tractor and combine parts to cross the U.S.-Mexico-Canadian borders multiple times during the manufacturing process. New duties would impose added costs at each stage of that process. Now take note, in a Truth Social post yesterday, Trump seemingly acknowledged the measures would lead to higher costs. Will there be some pain? Yes, maybe, he wrote, but added, it will all be worth the price that must be paid. By the way, House Ag Chairman Glenn G.T. Thompson of Pennsylvania quickly endorsed Trump's tariff announcement on Saturday. Senate Ag Committee Chairman John Bozeman of Arkansas still hadn't commented as of yesterday. Senate Finance sets meeting on RFK nomination. The Senate Finance Committee will meet tomorrow to consider Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s nomination to lead the Department of Health and Human Services. The vote follows Kennedy's two shaky performances on Capitol Hill last week. It is unclear whether he's got the votes for confirmation. We're watching, Finance Committee member Senator Bill Cassidy, a doctor and Louisiana Republican who chairs the Senate Health, Education, Labor, and Pensions Committee. Cassidy pressed Kennedy at a HELP hearing last week on his views on vaccine safety. By the way, the Senate Ag Committee will meet this evening to vote on the nomination of Brooke Rollins to be Agriculture Secretary. For more on what's ahead in D.C. this week, you can read our Washington Week Ahead. Rubio to Panama. Trump has determined canal neutrality treaty violated. Secretary of State Marco Rubio told Panama's president that Trump has deemed China posing a threat to the Panama Canal's neutrality in violation of a U.S.-Panama treaty. State Department spokesperson Tammy Bruce said that Rubio met with Panamanian President José Raúl Mulino and Foreign Minister Javier Martínez Aca on yesterday. Rubio informed both that Trump has determined Chinese positions in and around the canal are, quote, unacceptable, and that absent immediate changes, it would require the United States to take measures necessary to protect its rights under the treaty. Remember, under the terms of a 1977 treaty, the U.S. can use military force to protect the canal from any threat to its neutrality. Trump and other Republicans have argued Chinese involvement in infrastructure projects in and around the canal constitute a threat. In a hearing last week, a legal analyst told lawmakers that the U.S. is free to determine what constitutes a threat and violation of the treaty without any third-party verification. OMB funding pause is itself paused. A second federal judge blocked the Trump administration's attempt to stop disbursing grants and loans. John J. McDonnell Jr., chief judge of the U.S. District Court in Rhode Island, issued a temporary restraining order on Friday against Trump and several agencies, including the Office of Management and Budget. At issue is a memo later rescinded from OMB, placing a temporary pause on disbursements. Congress appropriated many of these funds, and the executive's refusal to disperse them is contrary to congressional intent and directive, and thus arbitrary and capricious, McConnell wrote in his TRO. The judge said the action had, quote, unilaterally suspended the payment of federal funds to the states and others simply by choosing to do so, no matter the authorizing or appropriated statute, the regulatory regime, or the terms of the grant itself, McConnell said in his order. The executive cites no legal authority allowing it to do so. Indeed, no federal law would authorize the executive's unilateral action here. Now, take note, a hearing is scheduled today before a different federal judge in Washington, D.C., who already stayed part of the administration's freeze last week. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this. Located in Washington, D.C., Watkinson Miller has been providing legal services to the agriculture industry for more than 30 years. The attorneys at Watkinson Miller possess a unique combination of knowledge, skills, and experience working with commodity boards and their partner organizations and the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Watkinson Miller is proud to serve the agriculture community by delivering top-quality legal services that achieve cost-effective results. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. 45Z notice published in Internal Revenue Bulletin. The Biden administration notice, including preliminary guidance on 45Z, was published in the Internal Revenue Bulletin, which may give more direction to clean fuel producers hoping to claim the credit. Biden's Treasury Department issued a notice on the 45Z tax credit shortly before the end of the administration. However, since it wasn't immediately published in the bulletin, companies and investors were unsure how much authority the notice had. Now, clean fuel producers have more solid federal tax guidance available to take to investors and describe with more clarity their ability to claim the credit, said Tim Urban, senior principal at Bracewell Law Firm. U.S. cattle numbers down slightly in 2025, a report says. The nation's cattle herd now contains 86.7 million adults and calves, 1% dip from last year's total, according to a survey from the National Ag Statistics Service. Beef cow inventories dropped 1% to 27.9 million head. Milk cow numbers, however, increased to 9.35 million, or less than 1%. A separate NAS survey found the nation's inventory of sheep and lambs had risen less than 1% to 5.05 million. Here's today's final word. These tariffs will only make it harder for American families to put food on the table and for American farmers and ranchers to sell their products. That Minnesota Senator Amy Klobuchar, ranking Democrat on the Senate Ag Committee. President Trump's tariff policy has been an effective tool in leveling the global playing field and ensuring fair trade for American producers. And that, the word of House Ag Chair Glenn G.T. Thompson. Well, that's Daybreak for this Monday, February 3rd, brought to you by Watkinson Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Jeff Allen.